following program is transcribed.
For a wash that deep cleans, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Birkin. Today, let's listen in on a conversation between Mrs. Robert D. Bucklew of Montclair, New Jersey, and a friend. Mrs. Bucklew is talking about an amazing wash day discovery she made the other day. Listen.
If I hadn't seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. Imagine dirty wash water coming out of clothes I thought were clean.
Where was this?
At a washing demonstration the other day. They used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me. Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those short cup suds.
Isn't that interesting? I'm going to try deep cleaning Oxidol myself.
Yes, ladies. Deep cleaning Oxidol is worth trying, because it reaches deep down into fabrics and washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. The next wash day, try this yourself. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. Most important of all, see what Oxidol does to your clothes. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, Ma hated to start asking questions about the cousins. Ma wants to take the cousins for granted, the way she takes the whole world for granted, with mutual respect and esteem. But Shuffle and Faye insisted that Ma inquire about Evie's and Willie's business deal with Sylvester, the deal which Sylvester repeatedly denied. And so, reluctantly, Ma did ask. But then Evie said, "But here, let's turn the clock back just a moment and hear for ourselves." Our scene is the same, Evie's and Willie's kitchen at about 8:45 in the morning. Listen.
Go ahead, Ma. So you're here to ask me and Evie something about the cousins.
Yes. I've been told that the cousins have been taking advantage of us, of all of us. I simply can't bring myself to believe it. Benita? Why, I'd trust Benita with... What should I say? Not just money. I'd trust Benita with anything. My life. But I've been told not once, but again and again, and by somebody who I respect his character very much. I've been told that my cousins are bad people. And so
Shuffle. It's Shuffle who's been telling you this, Mom. He's hated the cousins from the minute they set foot in this town.
Yes, Evie, dear, it is Shuffle who's been telling me. And for months now, I've been saying like you're saying. On the one subject of the cousins, Shuffle just ain't himself. But now something has come up which... Well, if we can get at the truth of it, we'll settle the matter once and for all. Because I asked Sylvester a week or so ago, I asked him right out, and Faye asked him. And both to me and to Faye, Sylvester said the same thing. He said no. Willie, Evie, are you in some kind of business deal with Sylvester? Did Sylvester lie to me? Lie to Faye? And my cousins are bad people who tell lies? Or is this simply more of Shuffle's... Well, Shuffle's mistaken feelings about our cousins?
Gee, Ma. Look, Evie, under the circumstances, don't you think we... Maybe we...
No. No, I'm sick and tired of Shuffle and his craziness and his jealousy. And personally, I'm real fond of the cousins.
Evie, Cousin Sylvester told the truth. You did not turn over your savings to him.
Listen, Evie.
That's right, Ma. We did not.
All right, Evie. Thank you for telling me. I reckon I'll get along back to the office now. Cousin Ed and Cousin Sylvester wonder what happened to
him. If you wait a minute, Ma, I'll drive you. I just have to put on my coat and pull out the car.
No, I need you for something here, Willie. I don't want you to leave yet.
Huh? What do you need me for?
That's all right, Citizen. I'd rather walk. Thank you anyway. Maybe you'd like to come over with Willie and Junior for Sunday dinner, Eddie. It's been quite some time since we had Sunday dinner.
Well, Sunday we're having dinner here with a cousin.
Oh. Well, that's fine. All right, thank you again. I hope you get that job, Willie.
Thanks, Ma. I hope so, too. Goodbye, Ma.
Thank you.
Debbie Perkins Fitz, you told a lie.
Go up and change your necktie. You spilled some coffee on.
Never mind about my necktie. You told a lie. You told a lie to your own mother.
Did I?
What do you mean, did I? You certainly did. And for what reason, I can't even imagine. I asked you a question, and you just had the liberty...
My reasons are very simple. If you had 2 cents worth of brains, they'd be your reasons, too. I ain't interested in no family fights. I'm interested in making a living for my own husband and child. Shuffle's been trying to make trouble for the cousin since the first minute he clapped eyes on him, and I'm sick and tired of Shuffle's crazy ideas. Why else do you think Ma came here? She herself admitted it. Shuffle told her to. Everything Shuffle, now the same as always. And I'm sick and tired, and I'm not having any more, thank you.
But, Evie... Ma said Sylvester told her a lie. I mean, it's not Shuffle. Ma just wanted to know about Sylvester. Ma asked Sylvester about our investment, and he lied to her. He said there wasn't no investment. And he lied to Faye, too, Ma said.
Oh, Ma said. Everything is Ma said. For heaven's sake, why do you think Sylvester told Ma no, we didn't invest? He's trying to protect us, that's why. Same like he told us last night. You don't want a bunch of strangers rushing in and spoiling our profits?
Yeah, that's what he said last night. But why he said it or what he means, I'm sure I don't understand. The only thing I do understand is your own mother came here and asked you a question, and you answered her with a lie. And when she asked that same question of Sylvester, and when Faye asked Sylvester, he answered with lies, too. And all I know is I don't like lies. And especially Tamar. Does that make me a dope?
May I inquire in your whole life how many times you bought something for $2,000 and you sold it for $5,000?
Hmm? I don't get it. What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Smart, would over big deals like this ever have your life?
Oh, now I get it. You're saying that I'm a dope. You're saying that I should just shut up and do whatever Sylvester tells me to do. Ain't that what you're telling me?
Well, he's happy enough to take the money when we make a $3,000 profit.
Okay, Eddie. Too late to do anything about it now. Sylvester's got our money. We've told our lies, Tamar, so there's nothing I can do, I guess, except go up and change my necktie. I could point out that we ain't got our profits yet, but then you'd say I'm picking on the cousin, so I'm a dope who spills coffee on his necktie, and I never turned over no smart deals in my life, and I got to be told how to act and what to say and what to do. And I ain't even got a job. But I don't like it, Eddie. I don't like lies. No good will ever come from lies. Even profits don't do you any good if it's lies which bring them. Do you hear me? I don't like lies, Evie.
And now our scene changes. We know that Ma just can't bring herself to believe that her cousins, Pa's cousins, are the villains Shuffle tells her they are. So, as Ma walks up the street, we might expect her to be happy. She's just been told that Cousin Sylvester did not lie to her and say, that's the meaning of what Evie said. But somehow, Ma doesn't seem happy. She gets to the corner, stands there. She turns and walks to the drugstore. There, Ma goes into the phone booth, calls a number in Middleboro. Yes, Shuffle. Are the cousins going to be victorious again? Is Ma going to tell Shuffle that he's mistaken, that he's suspicious of the cousins?
Listen.
Middleboro Lumber Company, good morning.
Jeffa. Is that you, Jeffa?
Darnation, I was hoping this call would be from you, Ma. Yes, this is me. Morning, Ma.
Good morning, Jeffa.
You planning to start telling me, Ma, or should I start asking?
I was just trying to decide what to say.
You did see Willie and Abby, Ma?
I just come from there. I'm calling you from the drugstore.
And what did Willie and Abby say?
That they said, well, Willie and Abby said, they said no.
No?
They said, yeah, that's right, no. No, they ain't invested their money with Sylvester. No. Sylvester did not tell me a lie, tell Faye a lie. They said no.
Well, Ma Perkins, that makes old Shuffle the liar. You must be real happy, Ma, learning that your cousins ain't the no-good swindlers and crooks I've been a-calling them. The liar is me, it ain't them. Must make you real happy, Ma.
No, I ain't happy. Somehow I am not satisfied, Shuffle. Something about the way Abby said it. Something about... I can't even explain it, but I ain't satisfied. Why ain't I satisfied, Shuffle? My own cousins, I should believe good about my own cousins. Why ain't I happy to hear that they didn't lie?
Oh, Ma. This is the old Ma Perkins speaking. The Ma Perkins who can just feel the truth. Listen, Ma. I'll be over there in Rushville Center in an hour. I got to talk to you, Ma. You and me, Ma, we'll get to the bottom of them cousins yet.
Have you tried it yet? The amazing Oxidol all America is talking about is deep cleaning Oxidol, and it means a sparkling clean wash for you. You can see how clean and white deep cleaning Oxidol washes your clothes. You can feel how soft and fluffy clothes are. You can even smell how sweet clothes are. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers for grimy dirt, loosens dirt, and floats it away. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And so Ma says that she's still not satisfied. Is Ma on the track at last? We certainly hope so. Ah, but the cousins are clever, as we learned on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins, transcribed, same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.